9/11 with Allen Ginsberg in mind.
Commentator Andre Codrescu.
9/11, I can barely remember you. They've buried you in so much hype. 9/11, I wept when you were first on television. I wept for New York, for the dead, for all of us, for myself, for the world. 9/11, I was sure that the world had changed forever because bad guys wanted America dead and hated us because we listened to rock and roll and wear no miniskirts on our naked faces. 9/11, I cheered when our warplanes ripped through the skies of Afghanistan, scorching the caves where our enemies burrowed, and I marveled at our precision-guided bombs, trying to ignore their occasionally murderous imprecision. 9/11, I sat mesmerized in front of Fox News and CNN as the gargoyled faces of the Cold War began crawling out of the musty cellars of history and eyes unaccustomed to light blinking began to spout the doctrines of total war. 9/11, I started to feel sorry for you when retired generals, admirals, spies, loonies, and fakes brushed off their swords and rushed to your defense. So many double chins, so many watering eyes, so many dentured grins and brush haircuts, so many double-bottomed suitcases clutched in so many pimp-ringed hands. They even brought Ali North from felonious disgrace to stand up for you with his constitution-overthrowing boyish old looks. 9/11, I felt bad for you when the lefties crowded you from the other side with their guilt-filled jaws of I told you so and their eternal excuses for the wretched exotics of the world whose suffering they experience in their marble-topped kitchens between arguments about what wine to serve with the wild rice. And I wept for you again when soured professors who missed the collapse of commie fascism in 1989 descended on you like rabid wolverines led by Noam Chomsky, whose teeth marks are all over the zero ground of American academia. 9/11, you saved the paranoids from self-cannibalism. 9/11, you're a boon to advertisers and publicists and flag manufacturers, and they sold you with cars and pizzas, and they drained you of your raw primal power, even as they pretended to grieve for you. Zero down payment until doomsday. 9/11, you're a godsend to poet tasters who are out the gate lamenting and whining before your towers even gave out. 9/11, your dead and your heroes are covered by thick layers of ash and greed, and the Republic owes you an apology. 9/11, I close my eyes and recall you in all your gory glory, and I still hate those who did this to us and to our greatest city. 9/11, I can barely remember you, and I'm sorry.